Let's begin talking about the illegal immigrants, first of all, in this country. Of course, they're estimated at about, what, 8 million? And that could be higher. Could be 10, could be 15 million.
As a matter of fact, it's well over 20 million. I've researched with Border Patrol agents the Bears and Stearns a report that came out last month showing that well over 20 million illegal aliens are working off the books, so much so that $400 billion is uncollected in IRS income taxes because the employers are not working these illegals on the books, and therefore American citizens are paying the difference. And that came out to well over 20 million. Some of the Border Patrol agents that I interviewed said they think it's somewhere between 23 and 25 million illegal aliens in this country.
Okay, let's assume there are 20 million illegal immigrants here in the United States.
Easily.
One would say, those people who would kind of want to turn their back on the problem would say, look, they are doing tasks and fulfilling jobs at low rates that Americans just don't want to do. Is that true?
That's a falsehood and a misnomer, and I showed it in my book. The fact is that these illegal aliens, there's not 20 million, and even if it was as low as 10 million, I can tell you this, that there are not 20 million lettuce and fruit pickers out there. The fact is that illegal aliens have now moved into paving. They've moved into hotel and restaurant. They've moved into fast food. They've moved into roofing. They have moved into construction. They're now into all of painting. They're literally moving into all of the jobs that America's blue collars worked at a living wage. But what is happening is the corporations, the meatpacking corporations, Hormel, Tyson Chicken, Walmart, any of them and all of them, I'll give an example. Back in 1980, the average meatpacking American citizen was making $17.10 an hour with benefits. Today, the meatpacking plants pay $6 to $7 an hour with no benefits. And, of course, the illegal aliens have colonized those jobs, and they're literally the new slave class or the underclass. But they cost a whole lot more because their children go to our schools at a cost of $7,000 per child. Anchor babies, of course, cost $8,000 per delivery, and then you have to pay for them.
And definition of an anchor baby is?
There are 350,000 anchor babies born in this country every year at a cyclical cost of $109 billion. And these are women who come here, and I have a three-part series written with co-authored with a registered nurse, Stephanie Gabbard, in newswithviews.com. And you can go into the archives and see it's called The Abuse of the 14th Amendment. And these anchor babies are children who are born here and claim immediate American citizenship. It is illegal. And yet it's a misconstruing of the 14th Amendment. And in fact, you'll see in the pieces, parts one, two, and three, that Ireland is the last European nation to stop it, and they no longer allow anyone having a child in that country to have an automatic citizenship. And that's what we need to do also, because there are websites out there showing people from third world countries how to get into this country to drop their child.
When we come back, Frosty, I want to find out who supports this. And in terms of, parties, for example, I'm sure this has occurred with the Democrats in office, the Republicans in office. It probably skews all that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Both sides of the aisle are wearing the same sombrero, and there are definite reasons. Just follow the money and the power.